Hi, this is Steve Adams from Tiger Performance Institute, and I'm excited to bring to you this month's audio lesson. This month, we're going to talk about the idea of how to catalyze a leadership development program in your company. So the companies that build exceptional performance in their teams and enjoy enduring success are those that harness the energy of their people. It's really that simple. If you desire to experience breakout success in business, build people, not your empire. If you do, they'll build your empire too for you. Okay, how does one go about harnessing the power of the team to achieve exceptional productivity across the board? Well, in my experience and personal view, it's developing leaders. Managers will keep score. Leaders build teams who build businesses. So when you build leaders, you leverage yourself, which is a core principle of flow. Your goal should be to unleash flow across your organization. Leaders will help you do that. Leadership is a challenging subject. Just what is it anyway? Well, I like to go with what John Maxwell says, and he has a simple yet profound definition of leadership, and that's just one word: influence. John then follows it up with this statement. He says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So if we go with that, if leadership is influence, which I believe it is, then leaders define a new state of reality or paint a picture of a desired future for those they lead and work with them in such a way that they influence them to follow them in pursuing that vision. While managers are important in any organization, they keep things working. Managers will never give you this. My goal isn't for you to value managers less in this lesson. It's more to get you to develop leaders who will lead those managers. Okay, it's really a leadership orientation, a growth orientation. All right, the next level of complexity for leadership is, how does one go about actually teaching it? Don't look to academics. They serve a vital role in advancing knowledge, but not in communicating complex subjects simply. This is where John Maxwell has a unique gift. He takes a complex subject and he communicates it in a simple way. And he does that with leadership. So the framework I've used for over 25 years to develop top-notch leadership teams is John's simple five levels of leadership system or framework. All right, let's talk about level one. Level one is called position-based leadership. In positional leadership, people follow you because they must follow you. So a manager has a title and he demands that people follow him or her and do what he or she tells them simply because of their position. Now, this will always get quick results, but it won't get lasting results. When people work under this type of a person, they give minimal effort to get the job done and then they leave as fast as they can at the end of the day. And I also believe that this is where most businesses are in America. They operate this way, okay? So therefore, employee engagement scores are horrible, and people who work in this type of environment are always looking for that next job to get a place where they can feel more valued. Okay, well, the way to grow at this level is to get to know your team members and find out what makes them tick. It may take time to polish people skills, but one thing you can do start doing immediately is to show interest in and appreciation for the people you work with. Send a strong message that your people are working with you, not for you. This includes leaving your desk and walking around the office or factory floor to get to know your people and talk about their concerns, listen, give feedback if they want to hear it. The goal is simply to build relationships at this level. All right, now this leads to level two, which is called permission-based leadership. At this level, people follow you because of your influence and their trust in you. They do their jobs because they want to, not because they must. All right, so they have given you permission to lead them. And this is all about building followers who follow you because they want to follow you, not because they have to follow you. All right, this is not leadership by title. It's leadership by permission. So you can create a friendlier work environment where people like to work, opening communication lines, making people feel valued and respected, and developing trust. And when you do this, it injects the workplace with positive energy. And the way to develop this level of leadership is to start from a place of openness and positivity and make it your intention to genuinely like people. If you're not a people person just yet and are more concerned about hitting goals, I advise you to start including fun on your list of things to do and to build relationships. Okay, let's move to level three, production-based leadership. At this level, people follow you because you get things done. In other words, you have built credibility and they see you as a positive contributor to the organization and someone worthy of listening to and following. So to thrive at this level, you need to set an example to your team of being self-motivated, disciplined, and organized. Level three is all about being an effective manager, one who marshals people and resources to achieve goals. At this level, you serve as a role model, using your actions to give your team members a clear idea of what they're supposed to do and setting a standard for others to follow. When a team member sees you working hard and getting results, they'll be inspired to do the same. This productivity can build momentum, making it easier to get over obstacles and accomplish more. And this also helps attract good people to you, which can help you build a talented team that puts you in a better position to succeed as a leader and business owner. And the way to grow through this level of leadership is to align yourself and your team with your organization's vision. You should also communicate the organizational vision clearly, frequently, and in creative ways so that your team can really gain a clear picture of what success looks like. And here's the other thing about this level three, it's done at the same time that you're working on level two. It's not, you don't go level one, then two, then three. It's really, you're at level one, no matter if you like it or not with everybody, when you start with a new group or if they start new with you. You have to work on level two and three at the same time. And after you've built credibility, after you've built that permission-based leadership, that connection with them, now you're ready for level four, which is called empowerment-based leadership. This is all about people development. People follow you because of what you've done for them. Okay, you shift gears from being only a producer and, you know, a relational person to now you are a developer of people, which is an organization's greatest asset. When you can become a people developer, you are going to be highly valued by your organization. In level four, you have a chance to develop skilled people who increases the potential of your business and it puts you ahead of your competition. Developing others and trusting them with more responsibilities also frees up your time, which you can then use to refine your vision, improve your strategies, find more ways to grow your organization. This is where the leverage comes in. This is also helps you find meaning for your team members and their work, okay? So as you empower them, you enrich their jobs and their lives, okay? And that's a great thing. So the way to grow through this phase is to recruit really good people you can train and then train them, invest the time. You can't create a winning organization if you don't have strong players who are willing to grow and who are a good fit for the organization. Once you have them, you got to put them in a position that matches their unique ability to the job and then give them the tools to do their job well. And that means training and empowerment. Okay. If you hire good people and don't empower them, they leave. Okay. Additionally, prioritize people with the greatest potential. Make the decision to commit to people development. Gauge where your team members are in their leadership journey, and then focus at least half your development time on that top 20% of your team, because they're the key to your growth. All right, now level five is called legacy-based leadership, and this takes time, all right? And this, at this level, people follow you because you have a reputation for developing strong leaders and strong organizations. And really what it is you're developing people who develop other people, okay? So you've moved from just multiplying people around you to creating a cascading culture of leadership development where leaders develop leaders who develop leaders. All right. Maxwell writes that this is the pinnacle of leadership, and it's about legacy. It's about developing leaders that your organization continues to thrive even after you've departed the scene or you simply are not in the day-to-day operations of the business any longer. And at this level, you are all about building an enduring organization that will thrive long after you have ceased working full time. And Jim Collins, the author of Good to Great, wrote that leaders at this level have a combination of will, all right, to succeed and advance, and humility, and they play the long game. Okay. The way to grow at this level of leadership is to have a focus on helping others move up and to lift others to a higher level and to do that over decades. As a level five leader, you want to develop leaders, not just gain followers. That means you should genuinely want to help other people succeed, help them work on their strengths, empower them to lead, see their potential and help them get there and set enough time aside to mentor them. Okay. You want to make room at the top for them. All right. So take the time to develop your leaders in all five levels and help them understand what each of the five levels look like and how to grow through to the next level. Okay. And another key concept you must remember is that whenever you are leading a group of people, those under you will all view you at different levels based on the amount of relationship and time that you've put into them. Okay. So when a new person comes into your sphere of influence as a leader, you must start at the bottom with that person, level one, and then work them up until you've got them at a level three or four of leadership. Okay. Demonstrating your own competency at level three and then develop them for level four by making a personal investment in them. And then some of them will elevate beyond that where they become developers of people so that you're at level five. Okay. So when you can train leaders who train other leaders to move out of these levels and up, you've created an environment and an organization that can scale based on the collective energy created by empowered and trained people who want to do great work, not only for themselves, but for you as well. So I hope this was helpful, and I hope you have a great month. And thank you for being a member of the Tiger Performance Institute Membership Club.